Racism brings the worst out of people.
Welcome back to the Jack Carlo podcast. We're going to be doing something a little different today. We're going to be comparing a book and a TV series. Now, the book we're going to be talking about is To Kill a Mockingbird. It follows the path of an 8-year-old girl whose father is a lawyer, and he tries to help a black man who is convicted of rape get off and get free. And in the community, it is a very racist community, and in the book, the man is treated unfairly and eventually gets convicted, and just a lot of bad things happen. And in The Book of Negroes, the TV series, it follows a girl. It starts when she's young, and she eventually grows up, and she was kidnapped and enslaved in America, and she, over time, because of her strong personality, broke free and escaped. And both of them attack many key points in racism that I'm excited to talk about. The main question I've been approached with is, who's the better character, Amy Nada or Scout? Now, there are many variables to account for when determining what is better for grade 10 students in Ontario to learn. I'm sticking with my gut and choosing Amy Nada from The Book of Negroes or Scout from To Kill a Mockingbird. I've carefully analyzed what I think makes a good character, and Amy Nada displays many good characteristics that can be embodied by readers. She portrays tremendous courage. For instance, when Appleby dehumanizes Amy Nada, that was a terrible act, it would have shattered any other person. She later breaks from his terrible customs, and although it was risky, she sets free into the world. That, in my opinion, makes her better. We can take so many lessons from Amy Nada. Her strong-willed, stubborn, and true-to-herself beliefs easily represents the superior character, in my opinion. Coming into my second argument, Amy Nada and The Book of Negroes are up 1-0 on Scout and To Kill a Mockingbird. But both of these compelling stories don't just involve the main characters. Atticus Finch is a great supporting character. When diving deep into the attributes that come with a good supporting character, he portrays many key ones. The first being integrity. Integrity, by definition, is being undivided, having strong moral principles, and being honest. Atticus shows this trait often. One key way he shows it is when he took and tried his hardest in the Tom Robinson case. Blacks in Macomb County are often treated as outliers. Many people in the community just despise them. And Tom Robinson was one of those key examples. But Atticus Finch took the case, tried his hardest, because he didn't see Tom Robinson as a black. He saw him as a human, and he wanted the law, and he wanted what was best for Tom. Another example of Atticus Finch being a great supporting character is his discipline. The way he treats and basically brings up his children is it sets good examples for the reader and shows how intelligent and just the discipline he brings is very admirable. Now, to no one's surprise, things are all tied up with the Book of Negroes and To Kill a Mockingbird at one apiece. Now, the third aspect we're looking at into determining which book is better for grade 10 students in Ontario is the setting. Now, in my opinion, I think The Book of Negroes has a better setting for a number of reasons. One being where it takes place. It takes place in Africa, which at the time in the 16th century, there's a lot of slaves there, and they were brought over into the Americas, and that's where they were enslaved and just treated terribly, and they travel all over the United States, the South, and eventually go to Nova Scotia, Canada, where at last they get free, and then travel back to their homeland. Now, they persevered through a lot of tough times through this, and I think just the journey of how they got sort of free, even though slavery lasted much longer, is very cool, and that is one of the reasons why I like the place. Another being the historical backdrop, it just, it's such a rich in history. There's lots of cool things that happened in that time period, and just when we look back on it, it shows how poorly they were treated, and just now we can look back and realize what mistakes we made and we can correct them. Fourth point we're going to be addressing is which book and movie helps understand racism better. I think To Kill a Mockingbird understands it better because it follows the path of an 8-year-old girl, and it is very relatable because, like most people, like everybody, she's very imperfect, and we can just see the decisions made through her and how wrongly they are and how poorly blacks are treated in that community. And we can learn a lot of lessons because the people make mistakes, and by reading it, we can just analyze and take them into our lives and change how they treat people. So it's very, very helpful. To tie it to a piece between The Book of Negroes and To Kill a Mockingbird. Now, I was really on the fence throughout the whole process of reading and watching both series. Overall, we've discussed who's the better main character, who the better supporting character is, which setting is better, and which helps understand racism better. There were a lot of convincing ideas. The way Atticus Finch, I really drew to Atticus Finch because he was such a powerful character. And as well as Aminata, I really, really appreciated her character traits. So it was a very tough decision, and I enjoyed reading and watching both. But I've come to the conclusion that To Kill a Mockingbird is the better thing to be reading for grade 10 students in Ontario. And I think it is very important to read because racism is such a powerful and still prevalent topic in today's society. And it still isn't completely, we still don't treat people equally. And it just, by reading it, it's definitely all about perspective. And you can just, it just helps reading stuff like that because you can learn a lot of things from it and take it into the real world, and it just helps you become a better person. So I'm signing off on this podcast, and To Kill a Mockingbird, in my opinion, wins 3-2 and makes it the better book for grade 10 students in Ontario. I'm out.